both pitched out of pretty big jams for you, kept you guys in it with a chance, you know, kept the game tied there. Can you just talk about how important their performances were today?
Well, no question about it. Yeah, Benny Meyer was outstanding for a freshman. He executed three pitches and pitched a veteran. He executed a pitch out, were able to throw a meal out. You know, he, for a freshman out there, he had showed a lot of composure. And we think we thought we recruited him, he's going to be a very good one someday. He's further along than we thought we'd be.
Yeah.
So that was critical for us to be able to stay in that game and minimize out there and only give up the one run on the chop after he got in the game. That was pretty impressive. Gelfi came in a tough situation as well, and I thought did a nice job of minimizing again. And he took a chance to load the bases.
You hope
you throw strikes.
Uh-huh.
You don't throw strikes, it's a problem. But Gelfi's a first-year player, so you don't know what you're going
right.
to get. But he surely executed it, and I thought Matt handled me. It was a great feed.
For sure.
Not an easy play from the hole, and made a great feed. Gave Matt a great feed, and Matt just got rid of the ball. He's excellent at turning the double play. And so I just told the guys after the game, you know, that's in my career here. Let's go for baseball. We've won a lot of games at home that way. Last at bat, you know, game was tied the last three innings. Execute the last three innings, and we got into extra innings. And that's been Gopher baseball for us, to make some plays on defense, make some pitches, and somebody get a big hit and win the game at the end. And, you know, so it starts to look a little bit more each day like it's supposed to look like in this program and what this program has stood for. So I'm proud of the guys.
And, you know,
you know, he had a tough Friday. Didn't swing. Had a couple RBI chances, chasing pitches out of the zone, and he's been swinging good lately. I went back and forth this morning. I was making the line out to put him in the four-hole, three-hole, leave Danny there. Went back and forth and ended up, tore one lineup up, put him back in the three-hole and Danny in the four-hole, and just decided I was going to leave Schlangen in that third, played in the third hole yesterday. If I had to put Kurt in the game, then we'll just keep the spot the same. I'm trying to leave guys in the same spots in the lineup, see if we can get some continuity that way too. So that's really why I went back and forth. I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
We might not have got to him at the right time.